Connection. Culinary confessions. We love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And welcome back.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Manic Monday.
Yeah,
no, we're going to have the Dairy Council ladies join us this morning from Arizona Dairy Council, Pat and Terry.
Yes, and it was a frenzy Friday.
That it was.
We apologize to everybody for Friday. Something was wrong with the phone lines over at the place that we were at, and it just wasn't hooking up. So we apologize, but we got that last half hour in where we were walking around and doing it live via the floor on the
right.
Phones.
Letting you know all of the places that were there at the East Valley Home and Garden Show over at the Santan Village, right off the Loop 202 and Williamsfield Road. And he does that about every 6 months. Last time he did it in October, and I'm sure they'll be doing it again in October. And it's over at the Pavilion for the East Valley Home and Garden Show where the old food court was. And now they have, it's called a pavilion, and they set up all the vendors in there. And we were able to go up and down the aisles for the last 30 minutes. I'm sorry we didn't think of it sooner. We got on our phone, and we did it like we were the call-in. So it worked.
And that worked.
It seemed to work. Everyone got to, we got to share a lot of information about all these different vendors. So hopefully you went out to support local.
Yeah, we want to throw a big thanks to
John Bentley. Thank you so much
for having us out there. And, he's putting together some good shows over there and stuff. So need to go out and support him. They're nice. They're smaller than the big one that they have down over at the, but they're more intimate and more personalized. So it was a good show.
And boy, what they were giving away some smoking deals. I mean, I know that one, realtor was saying, you know, if he couldn't sell your house in 30 days and you don't have to pay him.
That's right.
I mean, what a
He'll
smoking
sell it
deal.
For free.
Incredible.
Guaranteed to sell in 30 days. Otherwise, he doesn't take a commission when it does sell.
That's, you can't beat that offer. So I know there was a lot of smoking deals out there, and hopefully you guys got to go and check it out.
Yeah, and Ricky was over there from Kona Grill making up a bunch of sushi.
Yeah,
and
he
stuff.
Made me a vegetarian sushi roll.
Yeah. So
that was really nice. Thank you so much, Ricky. We really appreciate you. And we had lots of vendors out there.
Yeah, there were. It was good.
And we even saw Vince and Sandy. Sandy was going up and down the aisles helping us. And
yeah, she was our sidekick. She was our bag. She was our bag lady.
She was our bag lady. That's not a very nice thing. It was in a good way, Sandy. So thank you so much.
Yep. And then, boy, what else? Yeah, it was just kind of a frenzy thing. It was, we were all ready, and then we went to hook up, and it just kept disconnecting. And
we thought we were live for at least the first 45 minutes. I thought everything was going okay.
Yeah, but it just...
And then someone else tried to get on their laptop or something and listen to it, and it wasn't coming through.
Yeah, but... All right. Otherwise...
All right.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Busy weekend, and...
And Easter is this weekend, so...
Yeah, so when's the last day of Lent would be Friday then, huh? Or Saturday, Sunday? Well, I don't know. I'm not Catholic, know. Man. So, I don't know.
Good Friday, right? Is this Friday?
Yeah. Is it? I hope it's a good Friday.
I hope every Friday is a good Friday. I like all the days to be good. So we'll get started with some business. We have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. And don't forget about a second location over at the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. You can give them a call at 623-434-1888.
All right, and that trivia today is... What name is given to a dish of ground chickpeas blended with lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil? And what is a spork? And what are you eating if you are served a fried corn tortilla topped with fried egg and salsa?
Give us a call. Oh.
No, go ahead.
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
True or false? Live lobsters should be stored in cool, standing fresh water before they are cooked. Okay. And then what is the name of the... what is the name of the machine that makes tubular pasta? Okay.
What's the name of the machine that makes tubular pasta?
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting. All right. Give us a call. 480-668-3287.
And then, let's see. What was the city made... which city made the beignet famous? Okay. And then what U.S. state planted the first avocado tree in the 1800s?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And we'll stop with that one for now.
All right.
Okay.
And then we also have a Taste of Music, which is brought to you by the Groves Bakery. Give them a call for any of your baking needs, 480-813-4610. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, they close at 3. So, but no orders are too small, right?
No orders are too big.
No orders are too big.
And no orders are out of the ordinary.
No, we have had some really cool requests.
We actually made a Mutant Ninja Turtle
Teenage cake. Mutant Ninja Turtle cake, and it was really cool. We made it look like it it had, you know, the street and the big city in the background, and it, you know, how they come out from the sewer system. Mm-hmm. It was really cute.
They were popping out of the cake, so.
Very fun.
Yeah. So anyway, the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me some music, please.
What?
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
All right, that was the Taste of Music. Can you figure that one out? I'm saying...
pretty much.
50s to 60s? Yeah.
Early 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s?
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. And we have our ladies from the Arizona Dairy Council that have joined us, Pat and Terry. So welcome.
Good morning.
How are you? Wonderful. Did you have a great weekend?
Wonderful.
It's nice and relaxing. Weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, it's beautiful outside. Get outside and do something.
I did.
What'd you
morning.
Do? After you had a big, healthy, nutritious breakfast. What did you do?
Went out and played golf at 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. And in the summer, you need those 6 o'clock tea times so you're done by 10 because it's 100 degrees by 10 and you need to be out of
did
there.
Did you have fun?
He needs to be done by 10 so we can do the show.
But. Well, yeah.
Took the two boys, took our oldest and our youngest with me, and we had fun. We played for $1 a hole, and they both owe me $16.
All right. Whoa.
So my golf was paid for today.
Nice.
No, we had a good time. Just windy. It was really windy.
It is windy out there. Yeah, yeah. I could feel it. Allergies. Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, it was good.
Yeah. He's tired now, though.
All right. And so the survey question of the day is?
Survey question is, unless you have a survey question about dairy.
Well, this is grilled cheese month. April is grilled cheese month. So my survey question would be, what's your favorite grilled cheese sandwiches and what kind of add-ins do you like to put in there?
Oh, I like that. That's perfect. Perfect. What's your favorite grilled cheese?
I know what mine is.
What is it?
I like it with, like, you know, some American cheese, some Swiss cheese, and some pepper jack cheese.
And what kind of bread?
Well.
Does it matter?
That's where I got to be a little bad and go with white bread.
Our Texas toast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Texas put a little toast. Garlic on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do like it.
And butter.
I like them a lot with the rye bread too, though.
Mm-hmm. I like the flavored bread, like the Chompy's everything bread.
Oh, that's good.
Gives a lot of flavor to the sandwich.
I like Terry's trick, though. What you do, ever since you told me about what you do for your grilled cheese sandwiches, to dip into tomato soup, tell them what you do. It's so, so good.
Once you butter the bread, then sprinkle the grated Parmesan cheese on it, and then put that in the pan, and it makes it nice and crispy, crunchy, and delicious.
Yum. You know what I do, though?
What's that?
I sprinkle it with garlic.
That's
okay,
that's
too.
Good, too.
But
that's like okay Parmesan too. Garlic.
It gives you that. Both. It gives you mm-hmm. extra crunch. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds really
delicious.
Good.
Mm.
All right.
Here we go, talking about food. I've gained 10 pounds.
Just talking about food?
In this last 3 weeks. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know.
Lots of good eating?
For a week of it, she was in Dallas. That couldn't have anything to do with it. You know, taking the grandkids out every day. And
great fun, though. Being active, that's good.
Eating ice cream and junk food all day long.
We didn't eat junk food all day long.
Just most of it.
No, we didn't.
No. You're just jealous.
Yes. We didn't snack very much at all. In
come
fact,
on. What is Little T's favorite meal? What does he order for breakfast?
Well, that's Little T. I don't do that. He likes chocolate chip pancakes.
Mm, that's with more chocolate, dessert than breakfast.
With chocolate it? Syrup over it and no, then chocolate
he
milk.
Just, he just had syrup and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Chocolate feast.
Yeah.
That's
and
okay.
he's skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
I don't think I could handle that for breakfast. I'd be so wired.
Yeah, he is.
You know,
is.
And that's interesting.
That was for his birthday breakfast.
Aww. And that's a special
that's okay.
occasion kind of thing. That's exactly right.
I'm sure he doesn't have that every morning.
No, he does not.
And you do have to look at people are individuals. Not everybody can handle that for a breakfast. And people that are like skinny as a rail, as you said, you know what? They can handle those calories and they're going to be just fine with it.
Right. And big glass of milk with it.
Mm-hmm.
Both the kids, that was the deal. I mean, they mm-hmm. don't have their soda or anything. They have a big glass of milk with their breakfast, mm-hmm. lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. And speaking of a big glass of milk, the Dairy Council of Arizona is partnering at the national level. Our National Dairy Council is partnering with Feeding America to get milk to the food banks. There have been surveys done that show that milk is one of the top five most requested foods from the clients at the food bank. However, it's one of the bottom five of what's available. And studies show that the average milk availability to clients at the food bank is about 1 gallon per year.
Wow. And
so because of the issues related with refrigeration, it's not part of the food drives where everybody puts out the big basket and you bring in non-perishable foods.
Well, I know they used to do, and I know people aren't going to like this, but they used to do the dried milk.
Mm-hmm. And they still do the dried milk. They still do the dried milk. But this partnership with Feeding America, we have put together the Great American Milk Drive, and you can go to milklife.com/give. And you can donate money to the food banks through Feeding America. And when you put in your zip code, that money goes to the food banks in our area. So you're helping your own neighbors. And this is specially set aside for the food banks to purchase milk to give out to their clients.
Fantastic program.
That is. But look how long it took. I mean, I'm so glad you guys finally, it takes a long time to put this stuff together. And I don't think everyone realizes the work and energy and thought process that has to happen to make these things work.
Well, and even to recognize that, here's a problem we need to deal with. So that took a little bit of even becoming aware of that problem in the first place.
You had a big kickoff. Was it 2 weeks ago now? And you had a few organizations that really jump-started the program by donating fantastic amounts.
That's right. Shamrock donated 500 gallons of milk to St. Mary's Food Bank. And so, that was a great
thing.
And
the Diamondbacks did as well.
And the Diamondbacks are partners with it as well. Yes.
And that's pretty tough wonderful. Thing to do. I mean, because, you've got your dates on it and refrigeration. Mm-hmm, do you do it in?
So that's exactly
why.
Do
this many gallons for this week, this many gallons for
it's
the next
go
week.
It's going to go fast.
The food banks
is going to go
St.
fast.
St. Mary's said that they can get rid of that 500 gallons within 2 days.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So by sending it to their direct clients and then to the food pantries and the soup kitchens that get food from them to work with the clients
on a
smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to worry about that. They're going to have too much that they can't use.
Right. Well, that's what I was worried about. Dates and
the need
keeping
is
it cool
really great. So.
Yeah. So what ends up happening when you donate through the milklife.com feedingamerica.com/drive, then that donates funds to Feeding America that they then use to purchase milk. And then the different Feeding America food bank sites can use it as they, you know, timing as they see fit. They can either give vouchers to the client to say, you can go to this grocery store and, and purchase milk yourself, or they can do, you know, a grocery run and get the milk and then have it available to give it directly to the clients. So, and then there's also another option where you can text MILK, M-I-L-K, to 27722, and that will make a $5 donation to Feeding America.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
For the same exact purpose.
A lot of ways people can help out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What a great drive.
And as I said, it was really just a matter of becoming aware that this was an issue, that milk was not available for to be distributed through the food banks. And that means that the people that are getting a lot of their food through the food banks and the different food pantries and such are missing out on that nutritional value of the milk as well.
You guys probably do more than any of the other associations as far as reaching out to different programs and helping out and stuff. I mean, you guys
We work in partnership with a lot of fantastic organizations. I don't know if we're better than anyone else. I think it's a great...
Well, I'm not saying that.
Like you're more involved, and which we give you kudos for.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm just saying you guys really get
out. But we see where the need is, and when I think, you know, Terry's working hard on this promotion and finding the partnerships that help kind of move the whole initiative forward.
And understand, too, that this is dairy farmers that fund this kind of promotion. So dairy farmers recognize the need and are really good community support partners in being able to fund this type of program to get the word out and to help solicit donations from the consumer, from people in general, the public.
Yeah.
Well, incredible.
Well, we love being your partners, so.
We like coming here.
All right, well, let's go. 480-668-3287. We come back, we'll talk to Sandy and Wendy Gilbert.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call right now. Let's talk to Sandy from Wendy Gilbert. Sandy, are you Wendy or is it just Wendy and Gilbert?
Hello?
We're not going to say, are you Wendy?
TMI.
What's going on, Sandy? Sandy?
Hello?
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 So the phones are not working.
We hear you, but you can't hear us. All right, Sandy, we'll try to call back, okay? All right. All right, let's see if we can talk to Janet. Janet, can you hear us?
Good morning.
How are you? Hello?
Janet.
And Eva.
Oh, great. No.
All right. Well,
I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay. Yeah. Garion's going to look in to see what's going on with the phone here.
I could
here
talk
now.
To Garion. I could hear him, and he could hear me.
Okay. Well,
so
we'll
you don't want to talk to us now?
Another not clue.
all right. We'll get it figured out, and we'll get give us a call right back, okay? Janet, give us about 5 minutes, and he'll have it figured out. Okay.
Can you hear me at all?
Yep, we can hear you.
Go ahead.
All right. Anyway. All right, ladies. Why don't you go ahead and let's just discuss dairy stuff.
I want to talk about grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, okay.
I like doing... kind of different flavored grilled cheese. I've done this thing with the kids. Of course, it's been a long time, but now I've done it with grandkids, where we do kind of around the world with grilled cheese and make grilled cheese flavored in different, you know, different flavorings. So if you were going to make a Mexican food flavored one, you'd put pepper jack and, you know, maybe some green chili or something like that.
You can add anything.
You can add anything to it. Or you'd make a caprese flavored one with tomato and basil and mozzarella. Oh,
you know, one of the best ones I've ever had is with the steamed asparagus, and then you put that in with the cheese.
Yum.
It's delicious.
That would be very good as well.
You can always add bacon.
You can absolutely do that.
Bacon would be very good bacon inside a grilled cheese.
Oh, it's
amazing. One of my favorites.
Bacon, tomato, and cheese.
Yeah, that it's would really be. Good. Yep. That would be a great that would be a great grilled cheese.
Really,
I'll
the world
it,
the possibilities are just endless of what
they
you could
are.
Do between two pieces of bread and cheese and whatever ingredients you want to do. You did something once with apple slices too.
That's right. You can have grilled cheese for dessert as well, and
that was
make
really
it
good.
Sort of like, you know how people will put cheddar cheese on top of apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of put that into a grilled cheese sandwich, and
just
you can
real thin slice.
Yeah,
apples.
You get a little bit of a crunch in that
thin
sweetness.
Sliced apples and cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. and then instead of sprinkling powdered Parmesan cheese on the outside of the bread, sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon sugar.
Yum. Yes.
Lots of ideas.
And I'm sure there's all kinds of other sort of dessert type ideas as well that you can do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And incorporating.
I mean, I don't know. I just think anything with, you know, cheese and is good.
So. What's your favorite version of a grilled cheese?
Well, I
you don't have to have one. I mean, I have multiple.
Like the bacon and tomato. I've done the green chili and tomatoes. I've done just green chili and the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like a slice of tomato on a grilled cheese. It's so delicious.
It is. A real thin slice after it's grilled, so it doesn't get soggy or anything. You can kind of, almost when you're ready to pull it off, kind of slip it in there so it gets all cheesy and everything is amazing.
And see, my mom used to do, and I've done it with my kids too, a grilled cheese with ham and tomato in there.
And that's
and
what my
so
daughter...
you put like, you have to put cheese on both sides of the bread so that it glues together. Mm. So if you've got that layer of cheese in between the tomato and a bread, it kind of makes it so it doesn't get soggy. But that melted cheese is the glue that sort of sticks
it
together.
It does.
Did you ever grow up with the open-faced cheese sandwich? My mom used to do those.
Oh, absolutely.
There's the cheese and
put
the tomato
the
and the bacon. And
oh,
that
we
was
didn't
so...
even do that. We just took our bread and put a slice of cheese on it, whatever kind you want.
Mm-hmm.
Put it under the broiler and let it get all puffy and
brown.
It's so
good.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's, I haven't had that in a long time.
Put a tomato slice and bacon, and it just
but
so
my mom used to do that with a slice of apple too, and she'd call it Macintoshes. With cheese and apple.
That's a cute idea.
There are so many things that you can do, and I do love. I mean,
they're great snacks after school when kids come home, like a little piece of, you know, toasted cheese bread with the apple or whatever.
Yeah.
A great
we would do
snack.
It. We would put our cheese on our tortillas even, and, you know, do a little quesadilla or not a quesadilla. It's actually called a cheese crisp. You know, and put it under the broiler. It takes just a couple of minutes, and you're getting something fresh and that's good for you.
Yep. And it's easy, and the kids can do it themselves.
And well, unless you're putting pot holders too close to the broiler and causing fires.
No, but
other than that, you can
Under adult supervision.
You
they
could do it in the
do
microwave
it.
To do that, too.
You could.
So do you have a distinction for quesadillas, that quesadillas are folded over and cheese crisps are flat and open? That's how I think
that's
of them, too.
That's how I grew up.
Oh.
I mean, that's what we grew up with.
I think of
a cheese
that way,
crisp is your full tortilla, and you can put what you'd like on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the restaurants I see call it a Mexican pizza. You know, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, get the pizza
word
out there or whatever.
Yeah.
But we would put green chilies and cheese, usually maybe even little tomatoes or whatever, and that was our snack, you know, and we'd get to make it
Like mm-hmm. you cut it like a pizza. You could cut it in squares.
So it wasn't, you put the tortilla, all the ingredients, and then you did not put another tortilla on top?
Mm-mm, no.
So it was kind of like a Mexican pizza. Because they're using right. the tortilla right. as the crust like right. the pizza crust.
Exactly. Got it. And then, yeah, quesadilla is always closed. You can put chicken. You can put anything you want inside of it. But once it's closed, and I mean, that's in my view, once you fold it over.
Then it's a quesadilla.
Then it's a quesadilla because now it has a top and a bottom. Or add another tortilla.
Yeah.
Our tortillas here at the restaurant are so big, we fold it over. You and have it's to. Still huge.
Yeah.
But
you guys are killing me. I'm just dying for a quesadilla. Because
there's, you know, 16-inch tortillas are what we use.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
And that's what we use to
do
our burritos.
That's a large pizza.
Yeah, size. It is. And that's the reason I know that is because we put it on the pizza pan. We can fit it on there.
That's
and that
big.
Is definitely, you know, that's what our burritos are made out of, our breakfast burritos.
Wow.
So you definitely get a lot
that's,
of food.
That's
food
at least there. Two breakfast burritos out of that, if not three.
Yeah. You could share with a friend, no problem.
Yeah. So if you leave from your restaurant hungry, shame on you.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah, it sounds like if it. You do. I'm surprised. And that's what I usually tell people. If we're not doing our job, if you're leaving hungry, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because that's why it's called comfort food.
Yeah.
And that's what, to me, that's what cheese and milk are. Mm-hmm. Those are my comfort foods because that's what I grew up with. And that's what the kids today need to grow up with. I mean,
but a lot of times comfort food ends up having the connotation of being empty calories and not having nutritional value. And nothing could be further from the truth when you talk about milk and cheese.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those 9 essential nutrients in milk, many of them are still in the cheese. Cheese is a very high protein product
High. Absolutely.
So it's not the same as some of the other comfort foods like brownies or whatever it might be. So
and
it's nutritional value.
Mm-hmm. And it fills you up. It doesn't leave that you wanting for more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a glass of milk and I'm full. I can have a whole glass of milk.
I gotta squirt a little bit of chocolate syrup in there and then I'm good.
And you can do that. I like the strawberry. Yeah. I mean, all of that is good. But I mean,
just a glass of milk and for
is
me,
it's a great snack.
The great snack that my mom used to give us. I mean, I'm one of 5 kids, so we didn't have money to be buying lots of extravagant food items, but we always had graham crackers. So graham crackers and milk, and you dip the graham crackers in. That was like such a fantastic snack. I didn't even need a little squirt of chocolate in there. Just a plain old glass of milk and graham crackers were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And my mom would put the milk in the freezer before dinner.
Oh,
she would set each of our glass. And so when she set her dinner,
your mom's nice. My mom did not do that.
My dad liked icy cold. We all liked icy cold milk.
Oh, and nobody wants warm milk. Unless you purposely are warming the milk, you don't want it like room
temperature. No, it was with that little bit of ice in it. It was just perfect.
Nice.
So that was a lot of fun.
I'm going to just try one more time, see if I can talk to one of these two. And if not, then we're just not going to be able to take phone calls for a while.
Okay.
Janet, hello?
I don't think
That one's not it.
Hello? Ooh, it sounds so sci-fi.
I don't
know what that was.
Problem.
But anyway.
Houston, we've got a problem.
So I guess people just get to listen to us today instead of talk to us.
Well, I want to hear what people like as their grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, we'll do it again. We'll do it tomorrow. So then that way we can find out what their favorites are. But we can talk about this milk drive and other things that are going on. I know the football players had done a lot of things to support Play 60 and the milk.
Absolutely. And the Fuel Up to Play 60 program.
Right. So now we've got this new one. It's called the Milk Gap. So it's the Great American Milk Drive. So you can go and visit milklife.com. Is it a backslash? Is that what you call that? A backslash and then give?
Yes, backslash. Or just milklife.com and then there's a donate button on there. You can get to it from there as well.
And you can text on your phones, milk, and you want to text that to 27722. And that'll automatically do $5 for
a $5 donation to Feeding America.
It is wonderful.
Yes. And on the milklife.com/give, you have the option of how much you want to donate. And it is going directly to Feeding America. So that is a tax-deductible donation.
Wonderful. So see, there's all kinds of things going on over there. So what's your favorite grilled cheese?
I have a lot of favorites, and it kind of depends on what type of mood I'm
exactly.
in. Yes. I actually like to mix up different cheeses. And like if I'm going to put like maybe some sliced turkey in there, then I want to kind of put some brie in there with it and maybe some provolone to get it nice and melty and smooth. So I like mixing a couple of different cheeses in there.
Nice. And then, of course, putting your cheese on the outside.
Yeah, that too.
Do you like a certain kind of bread?
I want the bread to have some flavor.
Yeah.
So
I like a multigrain sometimes, but it depends. Or or a sourdough is really good too.
And I want it firmer than just a plain old, you know, grocery store white bread, because to me that doesn't hold up when it gets melted. It gets real thin and smushed down.
Like that Texas toast holds up
pretty
good.
The Texas toast would hold up very well. Yeah.
And then Dennis made up some jalapeno cheddar
bread.
I would use that in a heartbeat. Yep.
Pizza bread.
Amazing.
Wow. See, that would be really good for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Those are the kind of breads that I like to use. And sometimes you can get, like, you know, sun-dried tomato bread and do that with the caprese
jazz things up.
And
The pizza bread has pepperoni and mozzarella in it, so that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we also do one with some jardinera in it. So you slice all that up and you grill it and then put your cheese on it, and you got a nice little meal.
Would be very good too.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese do you put with that?
Well, in the pizza bread we have mozzarella in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use any other cheese you want when you're grilling
it. It's so mild.
And with the jalapeno, it's got cheddar in it. So
sharp cheddar is just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. Two slices or two different kinds of cheese is a nice, because one might be a little bit more like melty.
And you need the melt to glue it together.
You do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Monterey Jack used to be one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Pepper Jack is now.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's good stuff.
And I'm going to send those over to Quit, and he's going to make some deep fried.
Well, and what he's talking about is we brought in some of the cheese curds from the Arizona farms, and you can go to Arizona Cheese Company to check out more about the cheese curds and how they make them, or you can go to the Milk and More store at the southwest corner of Broadway and Hardy and pick up the cheese curds that are made with local Arizona milk. You may have seen in Costco or some of the different grocery stores the plain cheese curds, but they also make a jalapeno. And I know I've seen those at Sprouts, and that's the only that's the only other outlet I've seen the jalapeno flavored, besides the Milk and More store. But to me, that's my favorite. They are delicious, and it's that squeaky
and
cheese.
And I love the plain. The plain's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's why there's variety.
Room temperature is it squeaks.
Oh. At room temperature it squeaks, and we'll have to open them up and you can taste them before they get fried up. But that jalapeno flavor is just the best. And they are great. Just drop a few in your tomato soup or your chili or, you know, those kinds of
it'd
things.
It'd be good in chili.
It is really good in chili.
Absolutely delicious, and then as
warms
they
it up fast,
melt,
and then you get squeaky chili.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so and then as you spoon some out, sometimes you get that nice stretch of the melty cheese in there because the curds are just sort of little nice little nuggets.
It's actually a nice little addition to, if you're having a party and you have a cheese platter and you have all the fruits and vegetables, and you can put the little cheese curds out with some toothpicks and just adds a little something to that plate. That's,
I must say, a couple of weeks ago, I had a family get together at my house, and my brother-in-law was actually sort of upset that I didn't make a cheese platter.
What's up with that, Terry? No cheese platter?
All this other food out, and we had lasagna, and we had, you know, like baked tortellini smothered in,
cheese was
Alfredo
making an appearance.
Oh, it was definitely there, but I didn't have a specific cheese platter. And he asked about the cheese curds because normally they're on my cheese platter.
Yeah, I do love cheese platters. That's like my favorite appetizer, I think.
All right. Well, very good. 480-668-3287. We will be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
Welcome back. We are talking with the ladies from the Arizona Dairy Council, and Pat and Terry are here. We always love talking to them about all the wonderful milk products, and I shouldn't just say milk, huh? It's just because I love milk.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt, and we are tasting all the wonderful baked goods they have over
here. Oh, my goodness.
The jalapeno cheddar bread. Oh, my. Come down and get some of this.
The pizza bread. Wow. So is this something you offer all the time,
yes,
the pizza bread?
We do. The pizza bread, which is the pepperoni and mozzarella. And then we do the jalapeno and cheddar bread.
Mm.
That's addicting.
Just a couple. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
That's delicious.
And you can just have that for a snack, too. I mean, mm-hmm, it's got your cheese in it. Probably mm-hmm not enough, but, you know.
So people can just...
But you could put butter on it and, let's see, have some yogurt with it, or mm-hmm a glass of milk would be the best thing with it.
You, as you said, I would toast a slice and probably put a little slice of cheese on top of that as well. Mm-hmm. Up, and he's bringing mm-hmm toasted right here.
Yeah, there's the toasted ones. All kinds of yummy stuff.
We're getting spoiled here with all these yummy snacks.
So, and then we'll have some more in a little bit of some other little snacks that you shared with us.
They're being beer battered and deep fried right now.
And for anybody else, the beer batter there is a beer batter recipe on the back of the jalapeno and the plain cheese curd bags. However, apparently it might not be the same as what you might get here at the Groves.
I know ours is a special secret beer batter recipe.
Is that I'm your dad's or your grandpa's?
Yeah, I'm happy to try it.
You could tell us, but then you'd have to kill us.
So. All right, so how are things going over at the zoo with the milk one over there?
The Arizona Milk Producers sponsored updating of the Harmony Farm area. And they're always making improvements over there.
The big construction part's done, though, isn't mm-hmm it?
The big construction part is done, although I think there's another phase going to be coming up soon, and I'm not sure what exactly is going to be included in that phase. But the walkways are now sort of concrete walkways instead of the gravel, so it's a lot easier to get strollers in there and that sort of thing. And the schoolhouse, they call it the Windmill House, has a really fun, it's a milk bottle kiosk, and it is a giant milk bottle that has computer screens in it, and those computer screens have educational things and games for kids. And there's one screen on one side that's up a little higher and another screen on the other side that's down a little lower for younger kids.
You can't miss it. The milk bottle's all decorated with dairy images.
Oh, how wonderful.
The whole inside of the building is fantastic. Mm-hmm. They've got great graphics and informational videos playing mm-hmm
and it's a fun place to go spend the afternoon. Warmer, that's the only air-conditioned place in the zoo, so people will go hang out there.
Now, do you guys, like, if a school wanted you to come over to their place and mm-hmm talk about it?
About what? The fuel at Place 60 or the zoo?
Just the dairy stuff in general.
Well, we actually have school programs where we go into schools and talk about Fuel Up to Place 60, which is getting kids to be more physically active 60 minutes every day, and to eat more nutrient-rich foods, which includes low-fat and fat-free dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. So we don't go in with just one message. We're going in with, you know, changing the entire school environment or enhancing what they're already doing to make it a more nutritious as well as physically active environment for kids. So yes, we do that. We go into schools. Typically, the majority of the population is in Maricopa County, so that's where most of our school visits are. But we've done some up in Humboldt and down in the Tucson area.
Okay.
So we've been around.
And a lot of times you'll actually take some of the football players with you too.
Uh-huh. We take Big Red too. We'll do one or the other. We have more access to Big Red. Football players are kind of busy, so if we get them to go into schools too.
What is he doing? What? Come on.
But, you know, taking the football players into the school, and it's fantastic because they go into the school and the kids listening to them talk about how, you know, they exercised when they were a kid and what they ate, the healthy foods that they ate, enabled them to reach the point where they are in their life. And I think if that message is getting into their brain of the children, and that's something hopefully that they're going to grow up and remember hearing, and maybe they'll think twice before they go and get, you know, something maybe not as nutritious at the Circle K on the way into school in the morning. Maybe they'll kind of jump to school and have that healthy, nutritious breakfast to start out their day.
I think we have one right now that's learning that.
The difference between what's quality and what's...
Well, that and the exercise.
Yeah.
And getting instead of
Because I think once you start making that a habit, you feel better and you have more energy. You know, because we talked previously about breakfast.
Right, right.
I mean, you said when you were consistently having breakfast, you felt like you had more energy. You could
Definitely.
You could dive into your day and get more done. Otherwise, you're just feeling like you're sluggish and you're always trying to catch up. So when you mirror the two of, you know, eating healthy as well as incorporating physical activity, if you're not physically active right now and you haven't incorporated that into your life, it's going to be a little hard hump at first to get over. But then you start doing it, there's people I'm told that crave physical activity. You want to do it. You go out there. I'm not there where I'm craving it. I'm doing it, but I'm not craving it.
But it does.
I know
it makes
it's important.
You feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know even before when I worked in the office, I would go do the stairs. Mm-hmm. I would go in the stairwell and go up and down the stairs for my break.
Fantastic. And you don't have to go to a gym. I mean, it's great if you can, but not everybody has the access to it.
We have 25 floors. So.
Oh, yeah.
You got lots of up and down exercise.
Yeah. Park a little farther away when you go to the grocery store and trek in and get some physical activity that way, too.
Absolutely. Yep. It makes a big difference.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're actually even starting... We're going to start doing smoothies here in the bakery.
Oh, nice.
Because now we've got, you've got a wellness, you've got the physical therapy guys right here.
Diamondback Physical Therapy
is
right over here. Okay. And then next to them, we have Bare Necessities, which is all about, you know, keeping
your... It's like
a
women's spa.
It is, but it's very nice. Men can go there, too. I mean, it's... Got all the amenities that you need. And then at the other end, we have Take Your Vitamins, which, you know, keep yourself healthy. And
so you're going to align with that between the pizza bread and the...
And then we also have a...
smoothies. You're offering options.
A personal trainer. And there are a lot of people in and out of their personal training. And then they come over here to the bakery and they get a little something. We're going to make it where they can have a smoothie now, too.
That's fantastic.
It'll be healthy, too.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So I've got a bunch of different yogurts and fruits that I've picked up.
And whey.
Good. That is great
in there.
Nice. That is great. And that is one of the real benefits of, as the population becomes more health conscious, to see the restaurant owners and the business owners and the food companies provide healthier options. That, you know what, people make choices every day. And if there's a healthy choice available, then a lot of people are going to choose
a healthy, tasty
choice.
And plus, if we're getting into the warmer season, they're going to... I bet you're going to see a lot of business out of that.
We have the comfort food, which, I mean, it's not this... flash frozen or this, you know, even our French fries are fresh. Mm-hmm. So we make them and blanch them and do those ourselves. So they're not your typical filled with horrible, all this preservatives and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. You're actually getting what you're asking for.
Yeah, fresh whole foods.
Real food.
Right. Not frozen hamburgers
nuggets
or anything.
Chicken tenders. I mean, we take fresh breasts
and pound them out of those.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's all, we know what's in it. We know there are no
You all work hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have good stuff, you've got to, you know.
That's true.
That's
chicken
fried steaks.
That's actually now called clean eating, to try to get out of the habit of using processed foods and things with preservatives and added colors and added flavors and those kinds of things, and get back to using the whole food and the real food. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing at your restaurant and probably have been all along.
Yeah, right. We've always done it that way.
I mean, not only is it less expensive to do it, it's more time consuming.
Tastes better too, I bet.
It tastes better.
Oh, heck yeah.
And we may use, you know,
like the
butter
tater tots
and stuff in them, but you know, it's
butter tastes good.
Exactly.
It's all in moderation, you know, they're necessarily having this every day.
It's better than going and getting something that they say is healthy for you, like some of these new places like the salad to go or something, you know. They're getting all this salad that has already been processed and stuff. And so it's obviously they're putting something on it to make it last a little bit longer, you know, because fresh salad's only going to last you a day or two before it starts turning brown.
Mm-hmm. And you have to look at the label and see what they do.
Yeah, so, you know, eating our food, it's still comfort food, and it's mashed potatoes and gravy and, and this, but you know what? It's still healthier than some of those salads and stuff that are out there. It really is.
Well, I think also people have different needs when they're going. If somebody's in looking for something quick, then maybe, you know, if they're driving through a fast food place and getting a salad through that, that's going to be a better option than some of the other foods that are available through there. But maybe they don't have the time to come and do a sit down meal kind of thing. So everybody's got different needs at different times, and there's a lot of options out there to be able to help meet those needs.
Yep. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear, teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, we are back and we are live, and we're sorry that you can't call in right now, but we're trying to get the phone line situation fixed.
And taste test at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sorry they can't call in either, because while they're talking, we could just keep eating and eating and eating.
Yeah, well, we've got the...
it's like a feast in here.
Deep-fried cheese curds now, both the jalapeno and the regular. And not too bad.
And the jalapeno cheese bread and the pepperoni mozzarella bread.
This pizza bread, oh, home run. That's delicious. Really, really, really good.
I think there's probably a loaf around the corner for you.
Oh, so. Thank you. But seriously, it's very good.
But I don't know. I kind of like these too.
Those cheese curds are very good.
No.
Those cheese curds are very good. And as I said, it's made with milk from Arizona cows that are, you know, they make them fresh on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So by Thursday at noon,
you can go in and get them nice and warm.
And she'll have a bowl of them, the fresh ones, before they package them and put them in the refrigerator that you can sample there as well. And it's that nice squeaky cheese.
Nice.
You can't get much fresher than what you can get at Milk and More.
No.
And if you go on the Arizona Cheese Company website, I think it's azcheeseco.com. Excuse me. There's kind of an overview of how they make the curds and what they do to make them. And so you think about when you start with the milk, and then they curdle the milk with, okay. It's not curdle, can't remember the word, it's out of my head, but they separate the milk into the curds and the whey,
right?
And then they separate the curds out. Normally those curds are taken and pressed into a wheel or a block, and then they're aged, and then you would find them in your grocery store in a block or a wheel or a half a wheel or that sort of thing. And here what they do is they just take those curds straight out, and instead of pressing them, they just package them up and sell them that way.
Okay, so my question is, how do you get the different flavors of cheese? Because it all comes from the same place, comes from the cow.
You mean like, as far as like cheddar and jack? Yeah. And is it a...
That comes from the different type of product that they use to inoculate the milk. Excuse me. So there's different either bacteria or an acid or different types of things that will be used to make that milk separate out into the curds and whey. And whatever that is going to make it separate out differently.
Okay.
So.
All right. And because it's taking the curds and whey out of it,
Well, this is the curds. Excuse me. This is the curds. And the whey then gets drained off. And actually at United German, what they do is they take that whey that has the whey protein in there. And it also has anywhere from 92 to 98% of the lactose that was in the milk.
Well, and that's where I was going with that. So the cheese is lactose-free.
The cheese is lactose-free or very, very low lactose. Mm-hmm. The more that the cheese is aged, the less lactose that is in it. Yes.
Because I had to explain that to somebody the other day.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and said I was crazy. No, they said, oh, well, I can't have cheese. I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, take a look at, well, lactose is a carbohydrate. So anybody can do this in your grocery store or just with the package of cheese that you have in your refrigerator. Look on that nutrition facts label and it will say carbohydrate. It might say 1 gram or it'll say 0 grams. And that would mean that there's no lactose in it or very, very little lactose.
Right. But knowledge is very important on that because if you think you're lactose intolerant, there's a lot of things that you can have that you don't think you can have.
Absolutely. And cheese and yogurt fall into that category.
Right.
I was talking to my daughter about that, and she was saying even the kids at school, they would say, oh, I can't have cheese. And I tried to explain to her. She goes, really? She didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. And so many people are not educated that you can still eat a lot of these cheeses. Mm-hmm. And what you told me, I believe, and if I remember correctly, usually the softer the cheese, the more it could possibly have lactose in it. The more
the drier it is, the
less it would have.
And that's
so the
exactly
hard cheese,
right.
Like cheddar cheese and those typically wouldn't have
and
the
lactose
in them.
And that's because they press out that liquid. They press out much more of it. And in the softer cheeses, the brie, the camembert, even cream cheese or those kinds of things, they don't press out anywhere near as much of that liquid that contains the lactose. So more is in there.
Right. So the cream cheese would have a little bit more lactose in it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So cream or for cheesecakes, that may not be lactose intolerant.
No. But using hard cheeses, for instance, as we were just talking about grilled cheese sandwiches, most people can handle cheese in a grilled cheese sandwich, and they can usually handle cheese kind of in any format. One thing that people sometimes have an issue with is that sometimes it's hard to have your body digest a large amount of fat at one time. So if they're having something like fried cheese curds and the fat level is much higher, sometimes that can lead to digestive issues, and people will attribute it to, oh, it was the cheese that I had a problem with, but maybe it wasn't really the cheese
maybe
at all.
Maybe it was the grease that was deep fried in.
Yeah. Exactly. Just a high fat meal. Yeah.
So people will a lot of times, kind of make assumptions that are not necessarily true. And then what they do is they end up missing out on not just the nutritional value of milk and dairy foods that they have decided for themselves that they don't need to have or that causes them problems. They also miss out on how good it tastes.
Can you imagine a life without cheese?
No, I couldn't. So what is the best way for somebody who thinks they're lactose intolerant but doesn't really know they've been told they were?
Mm-hmm. Or they self-diagnosed themselves.
Yes, which this one did. And so tell me,
is not always good.
Where's the best information for them? Would it be on the dairy, on your guys'
I know, website? I don't know if we have anything specifically on that on our website, but I know there is at nationaldairycouncil.org. And there is a section under health education, on lactose intolerance and what it is. And there's also sort of handouts, and we have these too, but I don't know that you can order them from our website, but I don't know if you can see them on the website. But I know at nationaldairycouncil.org you can view their downloadable handout on what is lactose intolerance and how can you go about incorporating dairy foods into your diet when you think you might be lactose intolerant. And as you said, both of you, people will self-diagnose, and that's not necessarily what their issue is. Right. So some of the things to start with is by using hard cheeses and have it with some other foods so that it's in your stomach at the same time as other foods and it's got a slower digestion rate at that point. If you want to try drinking milk, have a little bit, like a 3-ounce serving, and have it with other foods, have it with a meal, so it's not in your stomach all at once. Yogurt is another option, especially the yogurt that has the live and active cultures in it. That's the word I was looking for, culture. They culture the milk to make the cheese.
Oh. Okay.
That's that CNN brain. It came back around.
All right, then my next question is, so we know where the cheese comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the yogurt come from?
Yogurt starts with cheese as well, and it gets cultured also. And typically in yogurt, it gets cultured with either a lactobacillus or a variety of different things. So it's a healthy, beneficial bacteria that your stomach needs to have. So it's one of those beneficial probiotics that is something that is going to help with keeping you regular or helping your immune system fight infections or those types of things.
Right, and you see those commercials for the probiotics when you can just take...
Have yogurt and look for the ones...
Yep. And it'll save you a ton of money. Yep. Yep.
And look for the ones with the live and active cultures in there. And there's a little label logo that says live and active cultures. And when you see that little logo on the food label there, that means it's guaranteed up until the use-by date to have a certain amount, like in the billions, of active cultures in that product. And then that may end up decreasing over time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, see, so trying to be educational today.
That's right. That's right. And then yogurt typically gets sweetened and put, you know, added fruits and those kinds of things. And I understand that there are some companies that are talking about making some savory yogurts and trying those in different markets. So
interesting.
You kind of like I take either the yogurt or the plain yogurt or the plain Greek yogurt and I use that to make my dips for chips or for veggies or whatever.
Sour cream.
Put a basil in there, or rosemary or anything.
And just mix your
own. You can interchange Greek yogurt with sour cream in any dip recipe. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. So I know I have seen in the grocery store Oikos makes a Greek yogurt-based dip that's already prepared that you can get, but you can easily make that yourself at home as well. Mm-hmm. And take Greek yogurt and put in your favorite herbs and spices. You could even do it if you wanted to with the package seasoning and put in a package of ranch powder or put in a package
like
of taco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a package of taco seasoning or something if you're not comfortable with mixing those herbs and spices yourself. You could use a prepared thing and do it.
Absolutely.
And when you do it in Greek yogurt, that's a higher protein content, and so you're getting some nutritional value, as opposed to if you used mayonnaise and sour cream, you're really not getting much nutritional value from that at all.
So where's the sour cream come from?
The sour cream also comes from milk, and it's cultured differently and it is strained differently. So in sour cream, most of the protein comes out, whereas in yogurt or Greek yogurt, the protein stays in. So sour cream ends up having very little nutritional value to it, whereas yogurt ends up having wonderful nutritional value. So, and that's why we end up promoting milk, cheese, and yogurt, because those are the high nutrient-rich products.
So like people that have their chicken enchiladas, instead of throwing a dab of sour cream.
I use Greek yogurt.
They're all
interchangeable.
I use Greek yogurt on mine too. Mm-hmm. And I like to stir it up so it's
nice and creamy,
and just put a dollop of that on top. But I also have to throw some black olives on there too. So,
oh, yeah,
I love it.
Oh, all right. So, what do you want everybody to know before you go? Because I know you guys always have to run off and leave us after the 1 hour.
Yes, we do.
I would love to have people go to milklife.com/give and donate to Feeding America so that we can help get nutritious milk into the hands of the people that need it. Some of the statistics say that 1 in 6 Americans struggle with hunger, including 12.5 million families in the U.S., so we really want to make sure that we can help out people that need the help. And this is one way to do it, where you're directly giving to Feeding America and it's directly going to buy a nutritious product and provide a nutritious product for their clients.
All right.
Wonderful.
Very good. Got anything else to say on your side?
No, I think we're good.
You can always go visit.
We've got a lot of info out today.
Yeah, dairycouncilofaz.org. You know, always go check them out online. They've got all kinds of great information telling you all about all your different products. So nutrition, schools, farm life, community. They even have recipes
on
there for
they
you.
Do. Lots of recipes.
And we will get the Great American Milk Drive information up there in the next day or two.
And we'll put that on our website too.
Yeah, and we'll push that for you. And Yeah, and also go over to the Arizona Dairies.
Milk and More
Store. Milk and More Store. Get those cheese curds. And oh my, if you fry them up, you might have to ask Dennis for his secret beer batter recipe because that's really, really good.
I don't think he's giving that out. Yeah.
And if he doesn't use the recipe that's on the back, I've had them that way before too. That's okay too.
All right. All right. Well, very good, ladies. Thank you for being here with us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for the goodies.
You bet. Always. And we're going to take a quick break for station identification and then we'll be back. All right.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona, KAZG. 1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections. We're the food connection. Culinary confessions. We love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Manic Monday, and yes, it is manic.
Sorry about the
phone situation. We're trying to get that fixed. We don't know what it is. It's somewhere out there.
It's definitely out there, huh?
So
I didn't ask, what was your favorite grilled cheese?
I said mine is I like a good old fashioned just American cheese, Swiss cheese, and pepper jack on them.
That's your favorite? I like to mix them.
Yeah. But then I like to throw things in it. Like I like to throw like a green chili in it,
mm-hmm.
or throw some ham in it. It's still a grilled cheese. It's just got ham.
Well, that's what the kids always liked was ham and cheese. Put a little tomato in there.
Yeah.
Those are always yummy.
Yep. They're all good.
Yeah. So let's get right down to business so then we can finish our conversation. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center.
And I'll go ahead and read the trivia. That way you can try to figure it out today and call in tomorrow with it. Because, Gary, you think any of the phones are working yet? Or
I'm going to have to disconnect after the show. I don't want to cut the show off for the phones. So.
Okay. All right. So we'll give you the trivia and you can call in on it tomorrow. So what is the given? What name is given to a dish of ground chickpeas blended with lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil? And what is a spork?
A spork.
What are you eating if you are given a fried corn tortilla topped with fried egg and salsa? And then true or false, live lobsters should be stored in cool standing fresh water before they are cooked. And what is the name of the machine that makes tubular pasta? And what U.S. city made the beignet famous? And what U.S. state planted the first avocado tree in the 1800s? Okay, so think about that today and let me know tomorrow. And just want to tell Piefections, congratulations on their pie eating contest. I heard it was a big success this weekend.
Oops. Wonderful. I'm going to see who the winners are.
They had a big crowd over there. They even had the news over there and stuff. So,
how exciting.
Yeah, in fact, she was on, I believe it was Thursday or Friday morning, she was on the news promoting it. And they were over there, and it was pretty cool. they
Wonderful.
Were doing. So.
Well, and they're located over at 6731 East Brown Road in Mesa. That's Piefection. That's a pie shop. She's got over 50 different pies over there, both sweet, savory, fruit. I mean, all kinds.
Yeah, and their pie of the month is, what is it? I don't have it right here, but April 19th is Easter. So remember, they're close there. So pick up your Easter pies on Saturday, April 18th. Place special orders by the 16th to ensure that they will have your favorite variety. And don't forget the quiche and rolls for Easter brunch.
Wonderful.
April 23rd is Administrative Professionals Day and National Cherry Cheesecake Day. So you'll get $2 off their delicious homemade cherry cheesecake. And April 28th, National Blueberry Pie Day. So don't miss a national holiday. Their wild blueberry pies will be $2 off for the day only. Hurry on in. And that's Piefections, and they're located at 6731 East Brown Road in Mesa. So check them out. And Diane, I'll read off who the winners of the pie eating contest were.
Well, they don't have them yet.
Okay.
So they just have about their event, but they don't have it. They do have a caramel apple pie. That they're going to be featuring.
So what is their pie of the month for right now?
Let's see. April 12th is the contest here.
I think it was the French Kiss, wasn't it? Isn't that their pie of the month?
I'm trying to find it.
I think that's what it was. But anyway, so moving on. And let's do the Taste of Music.
All right. Taste of Music is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert. You can give them a call for all your catering needs, our bakery needs. 480-813-4610. No order is too small or too large. Wedding cakes, birthday cakes, cupcakes, all kinds of pastries and pies and cheesecakes and more.
Miniatures,
and don't forget about all the breads. We just sampled some of those. So jalapeno cheddar, and we have the pepperoni and mozzarella.
I tell you, though, that...
And cinnamon.
That jalapeno, those palajinos.
Palajinos are making you crazy,
palajinos are a little hot. So, all right. All right, and the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there is mention of food or drink. Could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Gary, play me that music.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I think I'm loving you.
Well, and what I was going to say about the bakery was, you know, Easter is this Sunday. So if there's some things that you need for Easter, the bakery can provide all your goodies for you. We do a lot of custom things.
So what would the phone number be there be?
480-813-4610.
All right. And you can give that a call anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, huh?
Right.
All right.
All right. Very so... And then we're going to give the recipe of the day and our survey question. Of course, our phones aren't working, so you're not able to tell us what your favorite grilled cheese sandwich is. But we do have a couple other things. We've got our recipe of the day, which is brought to you by Alexon Design Group. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Go check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's A-L-E-X-O-N design.com. And I want to give a big shout out to Joey and his crew over there. We were talking with him this weekend, so I wanted to say hi to Joey and the crew.
All right. Thanks for listening. He's got everybody over in their shop listening over there, so that's great. They listened before their lunch and during their lunch. So.
Oh, they're probably off now, though, because they said the first hour.
Yeah.
That's Joey and the crew at Microblend in Gilbert.
All right. So thanks for listening over there, folks. We appreciate it.
We do. And don't forget, we've got Bear Necessities. They do Bear Necessity Wax Spa.com. You can check them out online. Better yet, go in and make an appointment. They do all kinds of waxing and spa needs. So give them a call. That's 480-290-5576.
All right. So you want to give the recipe of the day? Recipe of the day is brought to you by Alexon Design Group at 323 South Gilbert Road. Alexon Design at alexondesign.com, or you can give them a call at 480-699-7796. And remember, they are the ones that can do pools, landscaping, any kind of design around your house they can take care of. So give them a call or come by and check them out at 323 South Gilbert Road. And all right, so the recipe of the day
I've got a green chili chicken.
All right.
That is pretty simple. This is from the Dairy Farmers' Wives. So they have a cookbook online. You can go check out the recipes for the Dairy Farmers. And green chili chicken, and we're going to start out with 2 cups of cooked chicken, 2 cans of cream of chicken soup, 1 soup can of milk, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 can of diced green chilies, and 1/4 cup of onion, 2 cups of grated Colby Jack cheese. Very simple. We're going to stir together the soup, milk, sour cream. And again, this is where you can always substitute your sour cream with the Greek yogurt, green chilies, and onions. You're going to pour over the cooked chicken and then top with the grated cheese. Bake at 350 for 30 minutes. Serve and enjoy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you can serve it over rice. You can put some pasta noodles underneath that or on the side, whichever you prefer, and it makes a real nice dish.
Very good. So is that what's for dinner?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Not tonight? All right.
We'll see.
All right, and Millie's Cafe over at 1616 East Main Street. Go over and check them out. Millie's is great. Do not go
don't
over
go
there today.
Today
or tomorrow.
They're open Wednesday through Sunday. That's at 1616 East Main Street.
Yeah, if you want authentic Puerto Rican food.
Yep, Puerto Rican cuisine.
Go over and check them out. They got some really good stuff. It's not a big menu, but everything they have on it is top notch.
It is a very good menu.
Yeah.
I can't say half the stuff. I just point.
Yeah. But it's very good. So go check them out and enjoy yourself a nice meal over there. And because we're not having call-ins today because the phones are kind of screwed up from the weekend, we'll probably do a couple of super pots this week. Get rid of a bunch of different gift certificates. So it's because we didn't give any out on Friday or on today. So look forward to that. Lots of calls the rest of the week, though. And who do we got coming in the rest of the week? We got some people coming in. I know we're going to be having a interview with Mike Davis of the Southern Foods. That'll be towards the end of the week. And he's going to talk about their pork rinds and a few other things that they do and why they're the best in the South and they want to be the best in the whole U.S. So
that sounds great. And don't forget, Brian from Berge's Coffee Roast House will be joining us tomorrow. Berge's is located at 309 North Gilbert Road, or you can check him out online at bergescoffee.com. So we'll be talking with some coffee talk with Brian tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and he was so gracious to come in and be my co-host last Tuesday for the first hour.
Nice.
So he got to be you for the day.
He got to hang out, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
He didn't play footsies under the table like you did.
Don't tell everybody. So, and then don't forget, this Thursday, it'll be April 17th at 7 p.m., we'll be having a wine tasting at the Groves Bar and Grill. That's located at 323 South Gilbert Road. And we're going to be doing Italian wines. So, of course, Dennis will be doing food pairing with those wines. So we'll have some wonderful Italian food to go with that. And we always do 2 red wines, 2 white wines. So you get a beautiful amount to go with each part of the meal. We do 1 wine with each part of the meal. And It's always a wonderful deal. So come hungry. Dennis tends to make a whole lot of food. And it's $30 per person. Again, that's 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 17th, over at the Groves Bar and Grill for their wine tasting.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
All right, 480-668-3287. I'll give you the number even though you can't call in right now, but that's what I do. So, all right, right now, Diana.
Did you see where in the news that's saying that schools will say goodbye to junk food this July? Parents can rest easy this summer knowing that their kids in public schools will have to say goodbye to any candy and chips that are still available. The USDA Smart Snack in School rules go into effect July 1st, which means that junk food, a la carte lunches, vending machines, student stores, bake sales will all be prohibited. Public schools that receive federal funding will get fined if they have any of these violations.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
So, you know, they're trying to go into the guidelines are part of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010, which is revised the snack standard school. I can't even talk now. Hi, Paul. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Yeah, Paul from Mesa, Jerry, Janet, and
Sandy. Sorry we can't talk with you this morning or this afternoon now.
Yep, we really would have loved to have talked to you today, and it just...
Because I wanted to find out how many people went over to the East Valley Home and Garden Show. You know, we were there Friday, and it was happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I would love to hear, you know, how it went. I'm curious if anyone's putting their house up for sale. This 30-day thing just really, really is something to me, that the guy was going to sell your house in 30 days, or he doesn't charge you... He won't charge you for it.
Yep, and then I want to know if anybody went over to the pie eating contest too.
Right.
Because that was a big deal. That's a lot of people were over there from what I understand.
So. Hey, Vince, did you go over to the pie eating contest?
All right, well, you know what? Taco Bell is taking another jab at McDonald's in the new ad for its breakfast menu. You've seen this one where they've had all the guy's name Ronald McDonald.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were all paid to do that, but their names were all Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Ronald McDonald, and I eat at Taco Bell.
Yeah, that one. The fast food chain will start a new TV spot that is set to the tune of Old McDonald Had a Farm and shows a man who has been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984. After trying the Taco Bell's breakfast, the man trims his mullet, switches to tighter pants, gets a smartphone, and takes down his Loverboy poster.
Oh, that's sick.
The follow-up to the one that featured the real man named Ronald McDonald. And with good reason, it's going after McDonald's, because McDonald's has been the heavyweight in the fast food breakfast category with 31% of the market, according to the food industry's and researchers, Technomic. Whether the strategy of going after the number one player is directly translates to sustained sales is yet to be seen. McDonald's breakfast has been hugely popular since it rolled out the Egg McMuffin in the early 70s, and getting people to think of Taco Bell as a place to get breakfast won't be easy. Wendy's, for instance, has retreated from plans to expand its breakfast menu after testing the offering in select locations. "We knew we had to have a disruptive marketing campaign," said Chris Brandt, Taco Bell's chief marketing officer. Taco Bell's breakfast menu is also fairly limited compared to McDonald's, which now includes oatmeal and the option to substitute eggs for egg whites in breakfast sandwiches. But Brandt said the company has additional offerings in development. "Some of the things on our menu might run out of gas," he also noted. Taco Bell, gas.
Okay. All the same.
All right. Let's see. When asked specifically which items he was referencing, Brandt declined to elaborate. But there are only four main attractions on the menu: the AM Crunch Wrap, a breakfast burrito, a grilled taco, and a waffle taco. Reviews for the last item have been mixed. The website Gothamist, for instance, declared them really meh.
Nice. What a description, huh? Meh.
Meh. "I wouldn't give up on the waffle taco," Taco Bell's Brandt stressed. In the meantime, McDonald's is firing a few volleys in response to the teasing from Taco Bell. The day after the first Taco Bell ad, it tweeted an image of its spokes clown kneeling down to pet a chihuahua with the words, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." The image, a reference to Taco Bell's retired mascot, got nearly 3,000 retweets. The two chains aren't alone in trying to capitalize in the growing breakfast category. Starbucks also revamped its breakfast sandwiches in hopes of driving up sales. And the CEO of Sonic recently said on CNBC, "The convenience stores are posing greater competition with stepped up breakfast offerings." Wow. Like Circle K and...
I just don't get that.
QT.
I mean, I don't.
Those all offer a ton of stuff. You go in there and they've got so much food on their little, I mean, they become more like mini fast food joints than they are convenience stores. Because they got more food and drinks than they do anything.
I never go in there.
I mean, prepared food.
Hot dogs, you mean?
They're not just hot dogs anymore.
But, you know, I went in there and I saw all those hot dogs on their little rotisserie thing that they have and stuff. But it's all open to the public.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Yeah, well, they have covers on them.
Not complete covers, honey.
No.
No. I've seen people go in there and I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird.
Germophobic?
Maybe.
Yeah?
I didn't think I was, but maybe.
All right.
I don't know about that. So they have four food trends you definitely shouldn't ignore. Have you read all that?
Nope.
They have, all these food trends for 2014 and top food trends. And, you know, I know sriracha is out there. And I'm just curious. I mean, sriracha is pretty hot. But they have this new sriracha mayonnaise. Condiment matchups. And so they've made their own mayonnaise with sriracha, all natural sriracha with Kingston mayonnaise. I'd never heard of that one before. But they have Mighty Drinks again. They have a Solid Road soda, which is a cucumber with mint. That might taste pretty good. They use an almond water, mint and licorice from Victoria's Kitchen. They all also have the cucumber mint, which is another one. And then they also do a ginger mint green high calf tea. So I guess just kind of mixing it up. They're also doing smoked Coca-Cola gumdrops. See, I like those little, what are those called?
Bottle caps.
Bottle caps. When they're the Coca-Cola flavored ones.
And how would I know that? Because I find them on your desk every time you go to the store.
No, you don't.
Yes.
I don't go to the store that often. Then they also have a honey wasabi, a habanero maple that are popping up all over the place. These smoked Coca-Cola gumdrops are a new crazed, and they're smoked over a wood fire. Nostalgic, gummy Coke bottle flavor. Now you can even get your Kind candy bars. Well, they're Kind bars. Have you had those with all the different seeds in them and chocolate? Now they have one with dark chocolate, chili, and almond. Usually it's almond, peanuts, cashews, and even sunflower seeds. But they're adding this habanero chili powder to them and drizzle with dark chocolate. So another thing that they've got out there are these are the four food trends that you definitely shouldn't ignore is what they're telling you. The last one is eggs, all around eggs. You know, you should not. The humble egg is making a major splash in the food world. So get back to eating your eggs is what they're telling you. You've got plenty of protein and it's your new health food. You know, for a while there, they tell you not to eat eggs, and then they tell you to eat eggs. You know, I don't know. They're saying put an egg on it. So now you go and you look at these different things. Even on these tacos now, they're putting eggs on top of tacos.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't get it.
It's egg-citing.
It's egg-citing. Oh, nice, nice.
All right. Well, you know what? You got some food texts here from grandparents.
Okay, let's hear it.
This one just cracked me up, though. It's from the sassy grandma. And grandma texts, can you get me some long life milk on your way round, please? This is to her grandson.
Long life?
Yes. Can you get me some long life milk on your way round, please? His text back is, bit optimistic, you're 87.
Oh.
Her response? You're out of the will.
Wow. Just get my milk.
Let's see. That's
messed up.
Yep. Let's see. Here's another one here. Hi, Grandma. Do you have sunscreen? In my bayet. Be not in bath. DTSE. In my bathroom drawer. Ha, ha, ha. Thanks, Grandma. Yeah, boy, just not quite able to get some of these, you know, that anyway,
yeah.
Go on,
get out of here, kind of deal. What here. Do you mean?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 480-668-3287.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
All right, 480-668-3287. I know you can't call in, but I just have it giving you the phone number and stuff. So you'll be able to call in tomorrow. Phones will be working. Got technicians over checking them out. So we'll see how that works out. And everything should be fine. So, Diana?
What is today? We've got to... I was just trying to think of what today is. You know how every day they have...
A national food day.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yep.
So I was trying to figure out what today was, because I know today is Passover, and it begins at sunset, and so I'm wondering what the national food is for today.
I don't know, but you know about Paula Deen's restaurant that was at the heart of the racial scandal?
Yes.
That got her in so much trouble.
Yes.
She's closing it down. Paula Deen restaurant, Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House, closes after the high-profile lawsuit.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Just said that it was time to do it.
Well, I'm sad about that.
Yeah.
So that's not good. So is it pecan day? Is that what you put on there? Okay. I was trying to get mine up and find out what else is out there. We've got some news out there for your kids Mondays. You know, school is almost out already. It's only two more months.
Close, yeah.
Well, what, 6 weeks? We've got one graduating on the 12th and one of our employees. And, I mean, wow. This year school is over.
Well, yeah, probably anywhere from a month to 6 weeks, and they both college and the high schools graduate. So,
which is incredible. So we're gonna have kids running around all over the place. So, I don't know. Now I'm lost. All right. Anyway, let's go back to our food trends for the day. I'm gonna talk about a couple things that are going on out there. They had.
You know, why don't you give out a second recipe today, too?
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Okay. Well, what food trend are you going to talk about now?
I was going to talk about, you know, throwing dinner parties, but...
Okay.
Let me give you a recipe instead.
All right.
And the recipe, of course, is brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. Let's see what kind of recipes we want to look at today. We've got all kinds of good things happening. The weather is supposed to be cooled down a little bit for the next couple of days, right?
Cooled down, yeah. It's going to be in the 80s.
I know. That's cooled down a lot, I thought.
Well, it got up to 98 the other day, so.
That was a little too warm for me.
Just too soon. Not too warm, just too soon.
Yeah, too warm, too soon. So for Easter, you know, I'm curious what everyone is doing, you know, cooking up your Easter dinner. If you're going out for an Easter brunch, or you could always come over to the Groves, where we're going to have Easter. But I want to remind everybody, if you do go out and go to, I'm not even sure if the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, if they have closed all of their reservations.
Yes,
they are full. All right, so if you're going to be going over there, just remember, you know, any place that you go for your Sunday brunch, remember to take a pocket full of patience. I know usually you're going in bigger family groups, so the parties have to be set up and you're using, you know, several tables and things have to be done a little bit different. So when you have those large parties come in, it takes a toll on the restaurants. So just let them, you know, be patient. And everything will come out as it's supposed to. When you're trying to do, you know, 10 to 15 people at one time, it takes a little bit longer to make all of those things hot and tasty for you. So a couple of little things that I like to serve as some appetizers are deviled eggs on Easter Sunday. Everybody loves those because, you know, you've colored your eggs for your Easter egg hunt and you're already boiling them, so you can make these wonderful deviled eggs. There's so many things that you can do to them by mixing them up You can use your bacon cheddar deviled eggs, which has your shredded cheddar cheese and bacon bits. And, of course, you know, you can use your mayonnaise and some mustard in there to give it that little bit of yellow color. If you don't like your traditional deviled eggs with relish and mayonnaise and mustard and a little bit of paprika on top, because that's, you know, you want to kind of add a little bit more flavor. I always put pickle juice in mine. So there's all different ways of deviled eggs that you can make to, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit. Everybody wants to try something different on Easter Sunday. I know a lot of people do an Easter ham on Sunday. So there's all kinds of ways that you can make those sweet and savory hams. I know I cut mine, slice it. If it's a spiral ham, you go ahead and you can slice it. You can pour Coca-Cola over it, cover it with saran wrap, and then cover it with foil, and it'll keep all that moisture in there so you have a nice juicy ham instead of a dried out ham. Everyone wants a little bit of, you know, crunch on the outside, but they want to be able to have that moisture inside that ham. So there's all kinds of ways you can do that. That's just one way. Some people like to put pineapple juice on their ham to give it that sweet taste. So these are just some suggestions you can do if you're going to be preparing your Easter dinner at home. And you can always do, there's so many different things that you can do with your potatoes. You can always do a creamy garlic mash, or a creamy, you know, your au gratin potatoes where you have your cheese and it's just browned beautifully on the outside. So we've got all different kinds of recipes for you to do that with, and they're just beautiful. And you know, instead of just doing a big old plate of, you know, here's your mashed potatoes, you can even make your mashed potato cakes and separate them so everyone gets a slice of a mashed potato, your au gratin mashed potatoes, and it makes a lot of fun. You can add your salt and pepper and butter and onions to that along with your potatoes. Don't forget your milk, and then you just kind of dip it in your egg and then a little flour on top of them, and you can fry them up to give them that beautiful browning. And if you don't want to fry them, you can preheat your oven to 400 degrees and put them in layer them on a casserole dish. So there's all kinds of different ways that you can serve your potatoes and make it look beautiful and different for your Sunday brunch. I know that everyone always wants to make either your coleslaw or a green salad. You can mix that up with a beautiful green salad, maybe a caprese salad or something, and do something a little bit different instead of your regular green salad for your Sunday Easter brunch.
You know what?
What?
What is your favorite Easter memory?
There's quite a few of them, because we always had a really fun time. For a couple of years, we did a Easter egg extravaganza, and a girlfriend of mine made us all t-shirts. So all the family got together, and we had t-shirts made up, and they were in the shapes of all of the people were made with eggs, and then they had stick feet and arms. And for instance, you know, my mom had a big diamond ring on her little stick finger, and my brother-in-law had a spatula, and he was called the barbecue king. And, you know, everybody had something different, and we made up t-shirts, and we did an Easter egg hunt for all the kids. We had a beautiful dinner outside at the park over at Kiwanis Park, and played baseball and volleyball and had a great time. We did that a couple years in a row. And yeah. I think that was probably a couple of the best Easters that I had. You know, I know you mean I was older. I had Kara at that time. So I thought it was fun to get all the cousins together and all the friends together and have a great big Easter egg hunt and just have, you know, some nice fellowship with all my friends and family.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So what about you?
Mine would have to be back when I lived in Alaska, and we would have, when my dad was still with us, it was, we always had big family get-togethers and stuff on Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, all of those that we would all get together, the whole family, no matter where you were at, you showed up, you know, and we had my mom and dad owned a trailer park, kind of. I mean, it was houses and trailers, you know, both mixed in this park. And it was when I had just bought them out of the restaurant. And all my sisters and brothers were there. All their kids were there. We cleaned out our big shop where we had all our cars and stuff and all the equipment that we worked on in the park and stuff. And then we cleaned that out, and because we were closed Easter at that point up there. And then we all just got together, and we had a great time. The kids had their Easter egg hunt and stuff, and then they did one for the adults. But in the adults, they used the plastic eggs, and it could be anywhere from $1 to like $200 in the egg. And it was just kind of cool because everybody got together. Everybody had a good time. It was a lot of fun. And then we all sat down and had dinner. And then afterwards, we just sat around and talked. And it was a really cool memory.
That's nice.
It was a lot of fun. And I believe that year, most of the snow was gone on that one. We did it almost every year, but that one was just seems to stick out the most.
Yeah. For me. Well, I know when I think it was the second year because I did second annual Easter egg extravaganza that we had over at Kiwanis Park. And you have to, you know, a year in advance, you have to reserve the park, the area that you want, so you can get, you know, the picnic benches and you can get the barbecue pits and all that kind of stuff. And so it was a great thing, you know, to be able to get everyone to commit and do that.
Yeah.
So
I think that's probably why my nieces always thought I was their favorite uncle and stuff, because anytime we do stuff like that, you know, all the boys were really competitive, the nephews and everything. And so I'd help the nieces out and I'd help them find the eggs.
And you helped hide them and you helped eat the goodies inside of them. Now, did you guys ever do that? You did you colored Easter eggs and everything. We took the plastic eggs and we would put candy or pennies in them and hide those, because being here in Arizona, which you'd never had this problem, is in Arizona, if you forget an egg, it gets really smelly.
Oh no, that happens up there too.
Oh my gosh. So we use plastic eggs.
Yeah, you're going, now I know I hid 36 eggs. Why did we only come up with 28?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's not good. Our yard was never big enough to lose that many, but even out at the park and stuff, we didn't want to have that nasty smell, so we used plastic eggs at the park.
Yeah.
But we still colored on them.
Well, yeah.
You know, with magic marker.
Now, we would go through the whole thing of doing all the dyeing the eggs.
Now, we
and
did
everything.
That. But those didn't go outside as much.
And Easter morning, all the grandkids and nieces and nephews would wake up at each one of their houses, because we all lived there, and just a lot of us actually lived in the park at that time. And so all of them would wake up and there'd be Easter baskets on the front porch for each one of the kids every Easter. That was always cool.
That had to be a big porch to support all of those.
No, I mean, as they woke up in front of each one of their houses on their porch, there was...
Thinking, oh my God, that porch had to be huge. There's a lot of kids in your family.
Yeah. And then that was something I did with my daughter up until just, I don't know, not long ago. Was, well, TJ too, and Austin, until Austin went off to the service. But I would always stick a Easter basket on their porch every Easter morning. I'd get up really early. And
on the porch?
Yeah, right outside their door.
Oh, outside their door.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
No, I'd leave it right outside their door, and then they'd get up in the morning and go find it. You know, walk out, and there it was, sitting there. So.
I always had ours on the table.
Yeah, well, you know, when they live on their own and stuff, you don't just barrel into their house and put it on the table. But although that's what they do at our house, so I don't know. Okay, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, 480-668-3287. We are back. We are live. This is Dennis and Diana with Culinary Confessions, where if you have committed a culinary sin, you can call in, confess it, and we will help you work through it, except for today.
Because
you're going to have to deal with it on your own today.
Because we're having phone problems. Oh, my goodness. So I'm checking these things out. You know, we were talking about Easter and what people cook for Easter. And, you know, sometimes it's a lot of pressure on the mom that's getting it ready or the dad that's getting it ready. And there's so many simple things that you can do to make yourself a little bit at ease instead of being so stressed out about it. Number one, put a smile on your face. You know, put a smile on your face. If this isn't something that you want to be doing, you shouldn't be doing it.
Let somebody else in the family do it.
Exactly. I mean, if it's going to, you know, make you lose your mind, then it's really not worth it, because the whole idea is to get together. It's nice to have great food together, but don't put all that pressure on yourself.
No.
You know, there's so many other things that you can do. You can go out, or you can make it where everyone brings something. I know, you know, putting a ham in the oven and getting that cooking, and just taking some dinner rolls and making little sandwiches out of them, just as long as you guys are together. So don't be so stressed out.
As long as you don't leave the ham in too long or the turkey in too long.
Right. Well, and prepping the night before, you know, getting things ready the night before, making sure that you have everything so that next morning that you're ready to go, that's always a nice thing. You can always start it out so people aren't so antsy about having the dinner early. Sometimes you just want to relax too. Make a quiche in the morning, you know, put one in the oven and make a nice quiche that everyone, you know, can take a square of eggs, and then they've got something to hold them over, play some cards and relax.
You know, we used to do this. We'd have people that would call up and want to, you know, different parties and stuff, or when we'd have the Alyeska resort, or not resort, but Alyeska pipeline workers. That's the Alaska pipeline, and the workers that worked on it, they came over to our place a lot of times. So we'd feed them. We had a contract to feed them in the mornings and stuff, and fix them lunches. And we would do a oven omelet, and we would take a full hotel pan, like a 400 hotel pan, which is, you know what, I think they're about 14 inches wide, 14, 16 inches wide, and about 30 inches long, 28 inches long, and about 2 to 4 inches deep, however, whichever one you grab. And we would just whip up the eggs and put a little bit of milk in them, and then put whatever fillings you wanted, like if you wanted ham and bacon and tomato and cheese and, you know, green peppers and onions, whatever you wanted. You took that and you whipped it up and you put it in that pan, and then you just took it and you baked it in the oven, and it would fluff up real nice. And then all you did was you just cut it into squares and scoop it out, and you had, you know.
That's what these quiches are. I mean, same thing, you know.
It's a lot like a quiche, but this didn't have the dough, the pastry dough underneath your pie shell and stuff.
Oh yeah, you don't have to do that. Yeah,
no,
that's what a quick one. You don't have to put a there's just eggs basically, and like you said, all your fixins, and you can put them in for, you know, people at home. They can use a baking dish, a 9x12,
or just a pie tin. You can use a pie tin if you want, you know, and you don't have to have the crust on it. So
I mean, if you want the crust, you can, but you don't have to. And there's all kinds of easy quiche recipes, and all that you would do is just leave out the pie crust.
Yep.
And in anymore, you can go get one of those Pillsbury pie crusts that Some people don't have time or don't know how. So I'm just letting you know. You can even get pizza dough and stuff from the Groves in different places and roll it out yourself.
That's true. You can.
You know, it's the same thing. You can get pie dough and pizza dough, and it's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I can whip pie dough out in less than 5 minutes, so.
Exactly. So if you want some, come talk to Dennis. He'll make you some up, and you can purchase your pie dough there and make sure it's, that way you know it's homemade. And make up your own little quiche for that morning to hold everybody over.
Yep. Or just get the whole pie. There you go.
Sure. Whatever you want, because he can make up anything you want. So that makes it nice.
All right.
But all kinds of ideas for your Sunday brunch. And, you know, just remember that take some pocket full of patience with you wherever you go. And whether it's the grocery store or, you know, if you're dining out, there are going to be crowds. And be aware of that.
Yep.
So.
All right. And don't forget, like Diana said, the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, their Easter brunch is already full, but they still have some openings for Mother's Day.
Right.
And Mother's Day is another big one. It's Easter, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, the three busiest brunches there are of the year.
And their Mother's Day brunch is, of course, on May 11th. And you can call the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center for reservations, 480-991-9000. Or check them out online at thescottsdaleresort.com or go visit them in person. They have a beautiful facility.
They do. And speaking of which, Brittany will be with us this week. And boy, we will be down to about the 15-day countdown for her wedding.
Wow.
So that's coming up quick.
Right. So Brittany from the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, she'll be joining us on Friday at noon.
Right. And she helped me out last Friday, too, as a co-host. So, and had fun.
Good.
So. Anyway,
that makes it even better. So that means I can go visit the grandkids again?
If you want to.
Get out, right? Is that what you're saying? You've got people to take care of me so I can just leave now.
Not at all what I was saying. You are the voice. You are the show.
You're so funny. So anyway, I'm going to just give you a little reminder of tomorrow. We're going to have Brian from Berge's Coffee Roast House. He'll be joining us for some coffee talk. He'll be in at 11. He's located at 309 North Gilbert Road. That's Berge's Coffee Roast House. Give him a call, 480-497-3913. I know they're going to be doing the trivia night on the 18th. So if you want to get in on that, I don't know if you need reservations or not, or if you just show up. But if you need information, you can give them a call or go check it out online at bergiescoffee.com. That's B-E-R-G-I-E-S coffee.com.
All right. And just a couple of places. If you're out there on the road and you happen to be on the Route 66 or you just want to go for a drive one day and try out some of these old diners, I got a few here to tell you about. There's Benson's Horseshoe Cafe and Bakery, and they are at 154 East 4th Street. And that's here in Phoenix. Almost said Anchorage. in Holbrook, you got Joe and Aggie's Cafe. This place was opened in 43 by Tom Smithen, who called it the Cactus Cafe. Joe and Aggie Montana bought it in 45, and it's been in their family ever since. And that is at 120 West Hopi Drive. Kingman, Mr. D's, Route 66 Diner. big turquoise and pink color scheme that pulls in the crowds at Mr. D's, or maybe it's the fact that Oprah Winfrey once stopped there for lunch and loved the homemade root beer so much that she gave cases of it away on her show. Or the in Prescott, the Dinner Bell Cafe, been in business since 1939. The Dinner Bell is tucked away a block away from Whiskey Row. It feels like an old-style diner up front, comfortable and cozy. Outback is a more modern space, a cherry room, and a patio overlooking a creek. That's 321 West Gurley Street. Gurley Street.
Yep.
You like that, huh? To say that. Gurley Street.
Want to go down Gurley Street?
Take a drive down Gurley Street.
You're a goofball.
And in Tucson, there is Pat's Drive-In. He's located at 1202 Niagara Street. And the white building is hidden away in a working-class neighborhood near Interstate 10. Pat's is known for sloppy chili dogs and fresh-cut fries served in paper sacks. They've got a few picnic tables there, but mostly a drive-up, a grab-and-go kind of place. Burgers are slender, patties topped with mustard, chopped onions, and lettuce. Decades fall away from it with each bite. These beautiful tastes like beautiful... I can't even read. No glasses. These beauties taste like burgers grilled at lunch counters, pool halls, and five and dimes before the homogenization of America. They are burgers of a simpler time and place. So go check out. Those are some of the old diners that are still left in the state. And, you know, get a little nostalgic when you're out on a drive and stop by one of these places and just bring back the old days.
That'd be nice. There's a lot of places like that around that I don't think we talk about enough. That's all over the valley. So...
Yeah, well, it's been, you got all these, you know, drive-thrus and stuff, the fast food places, and, you know, you still have a lot of these mom-and-pop places that are actually where the start of those, and you need to stop by some of them. Some of them are really cool. I love going on road trips and stopping at the old places. I think it's just a blast. So, that's my opinion.
That's your opinion, and you're sticking to it, huh?
That's right.
Well, good. There's a lot of good places that you can go that we've tried to share with you throughout the year. And, you know, we've checked out a few of them and not even knowing. I mean, when you walk into a place, it's hard to find out if they're mom and pop or, I mean, usually you can kind of tell right off the bat, but not everyone can. If it's off the beaten path, usually mom and pops have a hard time paying that, you know.
Big money for that corner. Place.
Absolutely. And yep. It's a tough thing to do.
Yep, but you know, the little hole in the walls, mom and pop places are usually the best places I find.
Yeah.
They just, they care about what they're doing, and that's what they're, you know.
You know, we went to a place that was a mom and pop place, and they had a great dessert.
Yeah?
What were they, those fried cheesecakes?
Oh, yeah, just they were, well, we'll give that review tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. Right now, we just want to thank everybody for listening in. Sorry about the phones today, but thanks, Gary and Diana. Thanks for being my partner here and in life. And everybody out there, thank you. Good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.